Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Helping you secure your future is brought to you by Alan Gray. 50 years of long-term investing. Alan Gray is an authorized financial services provider. Do you have a will? It's a simple question, but does bring up an array of emotions when one does respond to it. The truth is, we're hoping that many of you will say yes. But if you say no, not yet, it needs to be amended. Actually, I need to follow up. It has to change. Or maybe you've forgotten where you've stored it. Let us know, because today brings about a very critical conversation we need to highlight. And in summary, the statistics do reveal that over 3/4 of South Africans don't have a valid will in place. Essentially, 1 in 4 South Africans has a will in place. And that brings about some of the unfavorable circumstances that loved ones need to deal with when it comes to estate planning when their loved ones pass away. Well, this week has been National Wills Week in South Africa. And if anything, it's a clarion call to make sure that whether or not you have assets, maybe you don't have much income, and maybe you're not even sure if you have enough to actually write a will. Tonight, we'll clarify some of those themes for you to make sure that you do protect your legacy with a valid will. To help us unpack more on this is Rio Emmett, Senior Legal Advisor at Alan Gray. Rio, a great evening to you, and thank you for making time. This is typically a topic that gets many people uncomfortable because we then have to contend with the reality of our own death. But this is so critical, and maybe that's what we need to highlight and reflect on today. The importance of having a will, especially when it comes to adequate estate planning.
Thank you. And thank you for having me. I think that individuals need to understand the purpose of a will. Mm. It's a document that serves to record your wishes. In terms of an estate planning perspective, it's a piece of paper that gives you peace of mind that your estate is, one, structured correctly and in the best interest of your loved ones. It also ensures that your estate is taxed efficiently and that unnecessary costs are avoided. Lastly, it ensures that the turbulent time for your loved ones when you have unfortunately passed away is handled as smoothly as possible, because a trusted executor would be appointed to administer your estate in accordance with the clear wishes of your will.
100%. And this is important, right? As you say, clear instructions in your will, even understanding, you know, the assets that need to be included, and even just sharing instructions on how you would actually prefer to be buried. And maybe, Rio, this gives us some perspective to actually share before talking about retirement products and how they might be treated differently, you know, just some of the contents that should be in one's will or that we should be open to including. And I ask this because typically some South Africans think, well, I don't have much. What am I leaving behind? Is there really a legacy? But maybe give us a gentle reminder of what it is that should be included in one's will. And then from there, we'll talk about the importance of retirement products.
Of course. Well, I think I'll take a step back and first explain that your estate is like a shopping trolley. All throughout your life, you go down the different aisles collecting things to put into your trolley. Mm. When you die, these things become assets in your estate. Mm-hmm. The things you haven't paid for become the liabilities in your estate. So your shopping trolley is your estate.
Yes.
It's important then to keep a record of how you want the assets in your shopping trolley distributed.
Yes.
You need to think of the people in your life, your family and loved ones, and what assets benefit them. Even if you don't have many assets, it's important still to draft a will, because if you don't have a will, you die intestate. Mm. Dying intestate simply means that your assets are distributed according to a set formula. Where you have a spouse and children, your estate is distributed to these individuals first.
Mm-hmm.
I know that may sound perfect for most people, but we must remember that this distribution will be done blindly.
Mm-hmm.
Each child will receive the same amount from your estate. It doesn't matter if one child is still in university and the other is already a successful business owner. So when you're drafting your will, you must keep in mind the needs of your family and your beneficiaries.
Mm. Go ahead.
I was going to say, another important thing that the world really solves for is for the parents of minor children. Mm. Remember, a will can be used to appoint a guardian for your minor child in the event of your death without needing to have this appointment be confirmed by the courts, which could be a long and costly exercise. So we don't need to think of our will just as how do we distribute our shopping cart. Mm. We can also think of it as how do we protect our children? How would I like my funeral processions to be sorted? Do I want to be buried or cremated? It's more than just distributing assets.
100%. I'm so glad that you re-emphasized that for us, because sometimes we get lost in thinking about the assets and we forget that it really is about, you know, just giving instructions from the grave, literally, around certain yes. procedures and planning that you've put in place. Something that often confuses a lot of us as well, Rio, is understanding that a will is put in place. And then some of us also have retirement savings products, whether it's a provident fund, pension fund, or retirement annuity. And typically there you also have to appoint certain beneficiaries who would actually then receive your pension payout at the time of your death. Help us understand how this differs then from the rest of our estate planning, and if there are areas of alignment we should be mindful of.
Well, if we continue with this shopping trolley metaphor, mm-hmm. your retirement product, like your Alan Graham Umbrella Pension Fund, this is a product that's not on the shelf that the shop may have in the back or at another location. Your retirement interest is yours, but not yours yet because you haven't reached retirement age.
Yes.
Because of this, retirement products fall outside of your shopping basket. They fall outside of your estate. As a result, your will cannot actually dictate how these assets should be distributed. Instead, it is the duty of the retirement fund trustees to distribute your estate equitably to the people that actually depended on you during your life. Mm-hmm. The trustees do take into account your wishes, but that's one of many factors. Remember, their job as trustees is to ensure that nobody you were supporting during your life, family, not family, is yes. excluded or suffers unduly from your demise.
Yep. And that's important that we remember that, because typically that's where we see a lot of complications come up, just based on, you know, the societal dynamics that we see in the country and decisions that one might have taken in their lives and the impact it might have on their families, where all may not be what it seems. And there's certain processes that the trustees will also implement to make sure that they do distribute your gains in a rightful manner, and even, you know, various court processes that are followed through with. And maybe this takes us to a very important aspect, right? Because what happens when you're 25 versus 45 is a big gap. Life happens. There are different experiences, different dependents, different ways of accruing your wealth and taking care of your wealth. And this also keeps it important for us to keep our nominated beneficiaries' details up to date. Remind us again as to why this is important, not only to make sure that the, you know, assets get to the right people, but also that they distribute it adequately and fairly, especially should they happen to fall outside of your estate or estate planning processes.
Well, let me first highlight that there are two groups of assets that fall outside your estate. One we just spoke about, the retirement interest. Mm-hmm. The other assets that fall outside of your estate are your insurance products, like your Allan Gray living annuity or tax-free investment or an endowment. These products, this group of products, both fall outside of your estate. The difference between insurance and retirement products, from a beneficiary's point of view, is that with retirement products, you suggest who should benefit, while with insurance products, you completely control who should receive a benefit when you die. Mm-hmm. The law is very clear from a beneficiary nomination's perspective, right? A beneficiary nomination cannot be amended by your will. The only way you can change your current beneficiary is by contacting your insurer or contacting your retirement fund. Because of this, if a beneficiary or contact the retirement fund, one of two things may happen. That person's portion of your benefit may get allocated to the remaining beneficiaries proportionally, if you have other beneficiaries. Alternatively, if there are no beneficiaries on your product, that benefit is ultimately paid to your estate. If the benefit is paid to your estate, you sacrifice speed and money. two main benefits of insurance products and retirement products when it comes to nominating beneficiaries is that, one, you don't pay executor's fees, and two, it can be distributed slightly faster. But now, if you fail to have beneficiary nominations updated mm-hmm. and your benefit is paid to your estate, the executor may now charge fees and your loved ones may have to wait for your estate to be wound up before they can receive any benefit.
And that can be a process. Some estates have taken years to actually wind up. And as a result, then your beneficiaries are left, you know, scrambling if the right and necessary financial plans have not been undertaken to provide for them during their time of need. Rio, I can imagine that for anyone listening right now, this might feel heavy because not only do we need to contend with the reality of our own death, but then also understanding, you know, adequate estate planning, the assets that fall outside of estate planning, as you've mentioned, especially related to retirement products, and then also making sure that you do have a will in place. If there's key steps that we need to bear in mind for anyone who's listening, what do we need to do to make sure that we get our wills in order within the next few days? What are the key takeaway points and steps that we need to adhere to?
Well, first, they say information is power. So before you go about drafting and amending your will, I would urge everybody to gather as much information as possible about their estate. What assets do you have? What liabilities are currently outstanding? Do you have any investment or insurance products? Having this information at hand will greatly assist a professional in drafting your will. A will is one of the most important documents that you will have executed. To safeguard your wishes, you should ensure that you use the services of a qualified professional to execute, review, and amend your will regularly. Luckily, it's Wills Week, so I urge all your listeners to visit the Law Society's website. Mm-hmm. From there, you can find a law firm in your area, make an appointment, and the law firm or the attorneys at the law firm will be able to assist you in drafting a valid will for free during Wills Week. So just gather your information, make an appointment, and go speak to an attorney. After you do that, you can congratulate yourself for being in the top 25% of South Africans.
Yeah, very important. We need to expand that number even further to make sure that more South Africans do actually have a valid, full and final valid will as well. Thank you so much for your time this evening, Rio. A gentle reminder to all of us who might keep our heads in the sand to actually follow through on making sure that we're very clear on the assets, the money, the wealth that we've worked so hard for does get distributed to our loved ones adequately. And the truth is, as you've mentioned, Rio, it doesn't necessarily matter how much you think you don't have. Start somewhere, just in terms of making sure that your family knows exactly what you require of them during your time of death. Thank you again for your time.
Thank you.
That's Rio Emmett, Senior Legal Advisor at Allan Gray, reminding us of the importance to get a will. A reminder that this is Wills Week, the 15th to the 19th of September. And as you've heard, log on to the Law Society website, lssa.org.za, or speak to a financial advisor, but someone who can help you, who has the credentials to, and make sure that you do ensure that you get your will put together for you. Free, only for this week. So do be mindful of that. Just a gentle reminder that with over 5 decades of investing experience, Allan Gray remains focused on building long-term wealth for its clients by pursuing long-term returns without taking undue risk. Allan Gray, more than 50 years of long-term investing, Allan Gray is an authorized financial services provider.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.